In a spotlight series where we take a closer look at the work of CCRN students and their research. Today I have the pleasure of introducing you to Wayne Stanley Rice, who completed his master's degree under the supervision of Dr. Sergei Rimakers and CCRN member Merle Soman at the University of Cape Town, South Africa. His thesis examined the relative contributions of multiple fishing sectors on the status of four bycatch species when compared to the Olifants estuary gillnet fishery. The catch and bycatch of these species were shown to be orders of magnitude greater in other fishing sectors, an indication that closing the Olifants estuary gillnet fishery would not necessarily address concerns about the population of these bycatch species. Thank you for joining us today, Wayne.
Hi, Amy, and thanks for showcasing this research.
Tell me, Wayne, how did you first become interested in the topic that you addressed in your thesis?
Well, I grew up in Durban, which is on the east coast of South Africa, and the coast represents a key component of our lifestyles there. Basically, I grew up as a surfer, diver, and lifeguard, and so the coast and the sea have always held a special place for me. And while I've never been an avid fisher, I've always respected marine life. After teaching environmental sciences at high school level for a few years, I decided to return to university to study toward a master's and a PhD degree, so that I could research, teach, and contribute more to managing on-the-ground socio-ecological problems.
What was the topic that you addressed in your thesis?
So basically, conventional fisheries management approaches are often ineffective in tackling issues like bycatch, which require a more holistic approach, particularly within the context of small-scale fisheries. And basically, concerns about lionfish bycatch in the Olifants estuary gillnet fishery have prompted numerous closure attempts by the government, yet several other fisheries either target or include bycatch of these same species. Therefore, I took an ecosystem approach to examine the relative contributions of multiple fishing sectors on the status of these four bycatch species, namely elf, silver carp, white stem brass, and white stump nose. And evidence from available data suggests that the catch and bycatch of these species associated with other fishing sectors, namely the commercial line, inshore trawl fishery, and recreational line fishery, were orders of magnitude greater than the national beach scene and gillnet fishery landings, inclusive of the Olifants fishery, and most specifically, a lot more than the total estimated bycatch of the Olifants fishery, which is estimated at between 0.35 to 0.61 ton per year. Consequently, closing this fishery, which is a primary source of food and livelihood, to these marginalized fishers would not necessarily address the concerns about the stock status of these species. And while estuarine function and life history considerations are essential, employing an ecosystem approach to fisheries to understand and address overall species exploitation levels across all fishing sectors is thought to better resolve multiple user conflicts and improve management practice.
Okay. Tell me, what excites you about the work that you did for your thesis?
I think the thing that excites us all is the potential to possibly make a difference. My fieldwork was located in a rurally poor area of South Africa where small-scale fishers rely heavily upon their natural resources. And with South Africa's past social injustices, providing redress and equal opportunities to access and use natural resources is pivotal. So I hope that my research may contribute to promoting a more holistic approach to managing these cross-sectoral harvesting patterns of natural resources in a more equitable and socially just manner, which accounts for traditional peoples.
Did you run into any difficulties during your studies? If so, how did you address them?
Well, I was able to obtain many sources of secondary data from many individuals who supported my research. Obtaining specific commercial and recreational line fish landings data proved problematic. The lack of recreational landings data was partly overcome at a local scale by conducting a roving creel survey, and at a national scale by conducting an online recreational survey. Another challenge I faced was, as an English first language speaker, conducting research within an Afrikaans community Although I speak Afrikaans, it did take some adjustment and practice. However, I became more and more fluent with time and could conduct interviews and interact with the local fishers, who were very gracious and tolerant of my abilities. So communication was never a problem. In fact, the local fishers were so supportive of the research that most of the fieldwork conducted was done so without much difficulty.
How does your research affect the community that you worked with?
I believe it will go at least a small way toward highlighting the resource use patterns and magnitudes and provide much needed data on how to better manage fish species which are exploited by multiple fishing sectors and regions. Therefore, I hope it will shift the focus away from a tragedy of the commons mentality, if you like, which still largely persists in our country. And hopefully my research has contributed toward that and promoting the recent small-scale fisheries policy which demands it. And if it does so, then I'd be very satisfied.
What do you think are the next steps for learning more about the topics you addressed in your thesis?
I think at a national and a local scale, greater research is required to assess the magnitudes of spatial and temporal harvesting patterns for specific species, so that improved local and species-specific management strategies may emerge which address both ecological and social concerns.
Then one more question, how does your research contribute to your field?
I'd like to think that the research would contribute towards promoting more holistic approaches to managing natural resources, and in this case, small-scale fisheries, and to do so in a manner which is both ecologically and socially just. And I strongly believe that if we cannot deal with the social dimensions within natural resource use, that we will not be able to avoid ecological degradation or reduce poverty, which are both highly connected dilemmas. Therefore, I hope that this research will promote a more people-inclusive and a species-specific focus to tackling both local and global natural resource challenges.
Thank you for sharing your thesis with us today, Wayne.
Thanks for the opportunity. It's been nice.
To learn more about Wayne's work in the Olefins Estuary, I highly recommend reading his thesis, which is available to view on our website. Thank you for listening with us today.